Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Festival Stage of Winston-Salem continues its second season with a revival of the off-Broadway hit musical Oil City Symphony, playing through February 19th at the Haynes Brands Theater in downtown Winston-Salem. The theater's been transformed into a high school gymnasium where four graduates of the 1960s have reunited to give a concert in honor of their beloved former teacher. The Festival Stage production features two of the four original cast members and co-creators, Mary Murfitt, who also directs, and composer-performer Mike Craver. They drop by WFDD along with Steve Umberger to talk shop.
Mark Hardwick and I started out, we were going to have a sort of Ferrani and Teicher thing. We're both keyboard players. And that's how it started. We were going to do some Zez Confrey things. And then Mark asked Debbie, who had been in Pump Boys with him, to come in because she played the drums. So it turned into a trio. And then we decided we needed another chick, so we got a violin player.
I think a lot of people don't realize the organic nature of some of these productions.
It was total give and take because we started out with 15 minutes and we thought, well, you know, we got to have a little more than that. Then we got 30 minutes and we thought, well, we're an act now. But then we got a showcase and we added 15 more, so we had 45, but that still wasn't enough. Then about 6 months later, we did a Christmas show and added, say, I don't know, 15 minutes more.
Yeah.
And then we got our gigs in Dallas and Baltimore, Preet in New York, and added 15 more, and we had 90 minutes. So,
it was very organic
that way.
How does the story change throughout that period, though? You start with a 15-minute chunk. And Mary, you were in the original production?
I wasn't in the very first group of it, like when they brought in a violinist. And then she dropped out of the project, and then they went looking for somebody else. They needed somebody who could play the violin. They listed like four instruments you could play, and I happened to play all of them. So I actually auditioned for Mike and Mark and Debbie, then also got involved in, you know, writing some of... We would write our own character bios and would come in and we'd give each other assignments, like, let's come in tomorrow and we're going to say why our instrument is the best, or and then we come in and we do them for each other, and if it made us laugh, then it stayed in.
So there's that whole almost like an SNL or Second City quality to it. I mean,
well, it's very collaborative. I mean, and that's the great thing about musical theater, is that you can't do it in a vacuum. And when you get to the performance part of it, you've got to have a lot of people that are believing in this idea. I mean, designers, directors, you know, lighting. All of a sudden, you've got everyone collaborating on it. And that's what's really great about it. And that's what was fun about doing Oil City. It was done with such joy. We had such a good time doing it. And it stays with the piece. It somehow seems to be in there now.
It's rare when you get the original actors and musicians and the composers involved in a production right here in Winston-Salem.
Yes, it's a really unusual thing. And I told these guys after I saw one of their first run-throughs, I said, we are so lucky to have all of you here, because I had known about the show, but I'd never seen it. You know, it's a little legend, really. You know, it's been around for a lot of years, and it's been done off and on through the years.
What was the first production? 87?
87, yeah. Off-Broadway.
Off-Broadway, yeah. At Circle in the Square.
Wow.
And there's a cast album of it, you know, so I knew of it. Mm-hmm. And I've known Mike for a long time. And then, of course, we did... Mike and I have worked on Lunch at the Piccadilly, which he wrote the songs for over the last...
Lunch at the Piccadilly.
See? It's tuneful. And so, you know, we've done that several times over the last 4 or 5 years, and we did it last year for Festival Stage in Winston. And it went really well, and people liked it, and a lot of people came to see it. So you know, as you build a theater, you're looking to build on those threads, those things that you start. So one day I said to Mike, what about Oil City Symphony? So that was the beginning of the idea of getting it into Winston. And then I talked to Mary, and we just engineered for them both to be involved in this and for her to direct it. So they bring all of this separate and collective history. When you watch these people perform, I mean, it's extraordinary. The levels of, certainly the musicianship is just terrific. And then the levels of reality, you know, this is a really interesting piece because it's not a typical show with a plot that you follow. There is dialogue, but it's all in the framework of a recital. So it doesn't seem like a typical story at first. but there are lots of dimensions and dynamics behind the music. So in my experience, it's unique.
Getting acquainted is fun when you're done knowing you and me.
Hi, I'm Mark. I'm 32 and my eyes are blue. I am currently the minister of music at the Mount Zion Presbyterian Church.
It sort of created a new template for what they called environmental theater. Like before Forever Plaid, we were before, you know, a lot of these shows, and it was a high concept show. There's not much of a book to it, not a whole lot of dialogue, but the concept is so strong. So the whole package, the lights, the costumes, the sound has to be in a particular way, I think, for the show to be the best it can be, and to be, you know, truly funny without being mean-spirited funny. It's not sarcastic. It's not patronizing. It's parody, which is kind. Parody is usually, it's an homage to something, whereas sometimes these other shows, they'll get a little snarky, or it's a little goofy, or it's a little, I don't know. But this is true. We try to make do it as real as we possibly can.
Because the framework of it is musicians, people in a small town, returning to their high school to do a recital. And they're music students, but they're not professional, quote unquote, in the way that maybe they would like to be or thought they would be. So you have that element to it. But in the play itself, the audience is going to see and hear really good musicianship.
It's all on you, Mike. I mean, the music's not there, it falls.
Yeah, and we always have one person every run who comes up and says, "You guys weren't really playing those instruments, were you?" I just want to warn everybody now, we really are,
yeah.
For better or worse.
Well, the concept, and do I have to be a musician or a former musician to be able to appreciate that chemistry, I guess?
If you ever had a couple music lessons, it would help, but not really. I mean, we all took music lessons when we were kids ad infinitum, and this is, in a way, it is like an old-fashioned recital that every music teacher gives every spring for her students, and everybody comes and they wear their best clothes and they serve nut cups and cookies after, and we do that too every show.
The blue blazer and the brown shoes.
Exactly, and the gladiolas in a vase on the stage.
I was there.
And they do serve punch and cookies to the audience after
that's
the recital.
That's a surprise.
Oh, it is? And we get to meet them. And that's another fun thing about this show, because you get to meet the audience every night. And that's a great learning experience for us.
Night was dark, sky was blue. Around the dam, the beavers flew. Cleaning, preening, gnawing, sawing, hopping.
The festival stage production of the off-Broadway hit musical Oil City Symphony runs through February 19th at Haynes Brands Theater in downtown Winston-Salem. My thanks to cast members and co-creators Mary Murfitt, who also directs, and composer-performer Mike Craver. And thanks to festival stage director Steve Umberger. They'll be joined in performance by veteran Oil City Symphony actors Randy Glass and Molly Wasserman. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.